Yeah, I agree. I don't know exactly what you can do with the amateur extra that you can't do with the general. I haven't looked into it, but and truth be told, if I could find a repeater network that would get me back over here once I move, I probably wouldn't even went for the other one, but I have a place I can put a repeater, I think, down the street from my house on a tall barn, but I don't know how much repeaters cost, and I don't know 100% that I'd be allowed to do so, but there again, you know, I'm stepping off into another midlife crisis, spending a bunch of money on something I'm not experienced with, right? KF8FTT.
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't matter if you have a repeater and there's nobody there to talk on it. So you got to think of it that way, too. I would get, when you get over there, or when you go visit, whatever it is, I would just start calling out on the repeaters. There's bound to be people listening on the existing repeaters. They're just not talking on them. And if you start calling out regularly, people will start knowing your call sign, and they'll start talking to you. I'm convinced of it. They wouldn't manage the infrastructure if there weren't people using it. You just haven't figured out what time those people